At her arrival, and when Anne entered the schoolroom, she was confronted by Primrose. that narrowly escaped being dimpled. He had a sober, grave, meditative expression, as if his spirit was much older than his body, but when Anne smiled softly at him, it vanished in a sudden answering smile, which seemed an illumination of his whole being, as if some lamp had suddenly he told me his name was Jacob, protested Anne. I might well have expected that, said Mrs. H.B. Donnell in a tone which implied that gratitude in children was not to be looked for in this degenerate age. That boy has such plebeian tastes, Miss Shirley.
Mrs. Lynn.